You're tuned in to The Morning Program with Nadia Mitsopoulos.
ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Imagine if you could prevent asthma by giving kids something that resembled a vaccine early in their life, which would stop them from ever developing the condition. That is the ultimate goal of a group of researchers in Perth, and today they are one step closer to reaching that goal. I want to find out how with Neve Troy. Neve is a PhD student at UWA and the Walyan Respiratory Research Centre. That's actually a partnership between Telethon Kids Institute, the PCH Foundation and Perth Children's Hospital. Neve, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Nadia. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, tell me first of all about OM85. What is it and what does it do?
Yes. Okay. So it is made of a mixture of bacteria that are killed, and they're bacteria that normally infect the respiratory tract. So they're cultured, they're grown, and they're killed, and they're put into a tablet. And there are a whole range of clinical trials from around the world that show that doing this and treating people with this treatment, OM85, can prevent severe respiratory infections. And this is both in adults and in children. So there's lots of safety data on this product. And there are other similar products coming out on the market and in the pipeline too.
Okay, so you're giving this to babies?
Yes. So we've treated babies in their first year of life. So that's when they're, if they get severe infections, it can increase their chance of developing asthma later on. So we need to get in early. If we're talking about preventing asthma, we need to do it as early as we possibly can. So we've given this to babies in their first year. We've shown that it protects them from bad lung infections. And our study now looked at how that worked on the immune system. And we found that giving the babies this treatment really tapped into their immune system to help them fight infection better when they got normal colds and flus.
Okay, so did the babies that you gave this bacteria to, OM85, did they have any signs of respiratory illness? Are they likely to develop asthma? I know it's hard to diagnose at that point, but did they have issues with their lungs?
Yeah. And that's a really critical point. It is hard to diagnose asthma. It's not diagnosed until children are in school. And so identifying kids that need a treatment like this is difficult. So what we did is we got kids who are what we think is higher risk, and that's based on their parents and siblings having asthma. So a family history.
How quickly were you getting results when you gave this bacteria to the babies? How quickly were you able to see a change?
Well, we followed them over their first 2 years. They got the treatment for 2 years. And then we looked, once the study was finished, we looked at how, you know, they were protected. And then when we saw this protective effect, we thought we have to understand how. And that's when we started really delving into the immunology and using some really advanced tools that we have developed here in Perth.
This then gets you, I guess, closer to that goal of a vaccine-like approach. Is that right?
Yes. I suppose we think of a vaccine-like approach as a preventative. And though this is not a vaccine, it's just this combination of killed bacteria. And really the thinking behind this is that our environments have changed a lot in the last, you know, a couple of centuries, and we are spending less time in nature, and we are probably getting less exposure to bacteria that help us after we're born to help develop our immune system. So what we're trying to do is replace those signals that we get from our environment to help the immune system develop in those first few months and years of life so that kids can be more resistant to asthma.
Are there any downsides to this, any side effects?
The side effects were all really mild. There were, across all of the trials that have been done, there's around 40 in kids that show protective effect and lots more in adults. And of all of those trials, any side effects reported are usually just gastro problems, but very, very mild. No serious adverse effects.
So, Neve Troy, what happens next? What needs to happen next to help you develop this a little further?
Well, we're really, really excited about this research, and it is the first time that we've been able to show how a treatment like this could potentially reduce the burden of asthma in our community. But there's lots more work we need to do. So really what we've shown is that we can protect high-risk babies from infections, but we haven't followed them long enough to show that we can actually protect them from asthma. So that's the next step. And that takes much, much larger trials, which are ongoing. And the other side of it is, you know, I'm really into immunology. We're a bunch of scientists here in the Walyan Centre doing immunology work. And we want to know what cells of the immune system are actually mostly involved in this protection. And then if we can identify those cells, we can start developing new treatments from there too.
And this is quite significant, isn't it? Like, this is quite a breakthrough.
It is a breakthrough. You know, we've got a really great team here in Perth that have been working in this area for many, many, many years. And it's a real labour of love over a couple of decades. The clinical trial that we did was a partnership with the University of Queensland. And we also have strong connections with a huge team in the US who are doing a similar trial, but it's a $36 million trial, right? Ooh, so it's on a huge scale.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're working alongside them. So we've really led the way to show how this can work. And now they can really build upon that with their large trial.
We'll keep an eye on your progress in this. I do appreciate your time. Thank you for talking to us and bringing this to our attention. And Neve Troy, their PhD student at UWA and also at the Walyan Respiratory Research Centre.
You're tuned in to The Morning Program with Nadia Mitsopoulos.
ABC Radio Perth and WA.